God's provision during economic downturns. A compilation.
Faith is essential at all times, but it's really important to rely on faith during difficult and trying times. Faith reminds us that God is in control and that we need to rely on Him to see us through, even when the path ahead is dark and unsteady. He's steady, and He's ready, willing, and able to sustain us through anything. God cares deeply about our suffering, and He invites us to cast our burdens on Him. God's not far away, kicking His feet up on some heavenly footstool, shaking His head, and hoping that it works out for us. He's near to those who are broken and confused. He wants to take your anxiety from you. The question is, are you allowing Him to lift your burden? You can trade your fears for God's peace if you're willing to lay out your requests to Him. His peace is powerful. Take your worries to God. He's big enough to handle them. Trust God with your money. He owns it anyway. You can trust God with the money He's given you because He's the real owner of everything under the sun. He's the ultimate source of our security. As 1 Timothy 6:17 says, you shouldn't put your hope in wealth, but instead hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Let's take a look at this passage from Matthew that Jesus taught His followers in one of His most famous sermons. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Hopefully you live in a place where you can see birds and hear them singing. They seem to be doing okay, don't they? Not a single one of those birds is watching in fear as the Dow plummets. None of them are stocking up on toilet paper and hand sanitizer. We know this sounds ridiculous, but hear us on this. They're just birds. You're a human being who was carefully made in the divine image of God. Don't you think He cares more about you than the sparrows and the blue jays? God isn't worried about supply chains and economic downturns. He feeds the birds day in and day out. And you better believe He'll take care of His children too. Even in the darkest moments, God promises to deliver His people, protect them, and ultimately prosper them. We can trust that He will do the same for us. As Dave Ramsey says, remember, there's ultimately only one way to financial peace. And that's to walk daily with the Prince of Peace, Christ Jesus. Ramsey Solutions. Things Christians must remember in financial crisis. History does repeat itself. The most prosperous nations on earth have eventually and repeatedly faced their economic downturns. All of us who have lived a little while can echo the sentiment of the Bible writer that at some point, riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. We live in unstable times and are very likely on the verge of a recession. Yet the Lord and His truth are always the same. While it is easy to let our minds run wild and our imaginations carry us away, I hope you will consider these simple thoughts. God's economy does not change with this world's economy. The Scriptures never promise that God's people will not face poverty or trials, but we must remind ourselves that the greatest riches are not material, financial, or temporal. They are spiritual and eternal. Paul wrote that God's people are as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. The fluctuation of the stock market, the rise in living costs, and the devaluation of a dollar are all reminders that this world is not our home and stuff will not last forever. The Lord always takes care of His people. It might be good if we all went back in time and remembered the many times when the Lord graciously and even miraculously provided for our needs. He has never failed you, forgotten you, or forsaken you, and He is not about to start now. Your Heavenly Father still answers prayer. We do not learn to pray when all is going well. We learn most about prayer when great need comes. Bring your situation and your fears to our all-loving and all-powerful God. Pray in faith and expect to see Him at work. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When times are desperate, people are most open to the gospel. Prosperity rarely drives people to God, though it should. Adversity, however, reminds people of their weaknesses and need. All around you there are hurting souls who could use some good news. Give them Jesus. Speak in faith and point others to the real hope that is found in Christ. This too shall pass. There is no crisis in heaven. We are not in the hands of government and circumstance. We are in the hands of our good God. Rest in Him today and every day. Scott Pauley. God will supply. God is very good to us when we love Him and try our best to please Him. He will give us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. The most important thing to remember in times of financial crisis is that God loves you and wants to take care of you. If you're His child, He is going to do just that. He wants to supply your needs. However, He also makes it clear in the Bible that He expects certain things from us. Live right in both your personal and business life. God's blessings are conditional. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Give to others. God blesses giving to others, the needy, good causes, His workers, and His work. Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Thank the Lord for what you already have. Whether God supplies through our work or unexpected means, it's still His blessing and supply, and He wants us to acknowledge that and thank Him. Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. In everything, give thanks. Ask. This may seem too obvious, but sometimes you do not have because you do not ask. Be specific when you pray for God's help financially. Tell Him exactly what you need. Sometimes this also means being humble enough to ask others for help when you need it. Be a wise steward. We need to remember that all that we have is given to us by God, and that we're just the stewards or managers of it. He's entrusted us with it, and He expects us to manage it wisely. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Live economically and within your means. Part of being a good steward is to be saving, to be moderate, and to avoid waste. Going into debt or living for today, hoping that you'll be able to pay off your debt tomorrow, can lead to financial ruin. Have faith in God to supply your needs. Trust in His promises to supply for His children. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We must also do our part, of course, but then we must trust him to do the rest, what we can't do. He says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Keep praying. Sometimes God lets us experience financial difficulties for the same reasons that he lets us experience other difficulties, so that we will draw closer to him, include him more in our everyday activities, and learn to depend more on him. When we've done everything else we can do, but still lack, we can show him that we are depending on him by praying earnestly and trusting in his promise to work in our behalf. "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Activated Magazine. Prayer for Finances. Jesus, we love it that we belong to you, the wealthiest person in the universe. You've told us that we can ask for your supply and know without a shadow of a doubt that you will care for us. We love it that you're generous and you give good things to your children who ask you. For all those who are struggling to make ends meet, we ask for your abundant supply according to your riches in glory. Lord, you've given many promises of supply in your word, and we are placing our faith in you. Having committed our requests to you, whose promises are yea and amen, we are so grateful that we can commit our cares and our financial stability to you, our God of the universe, who cares for us and never fails us. Amen. Maria Fontaine.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.